Timeless 106.1 FM KFFB. This is Bob Connell. It's a big week this week, and what an honor I've got. I feel like I'm so honored. I've got three mayors, one studio, one Greers Ferry Lake area, and three great fireworks show. And we do have John Carlton, mayor of Greers Ferry, with us.
Glad to be here.
And we also have Paul Wellenberger, mayor of Fairfield Bay.
Awesome to be with you, Bob.
And we have Mayor Jimmy Clark from Heber Springs.
This is a lot of fun being with all y'all. We're glad to all support the lake activities together.
You know what's really fun is because I know the mayors of Batesville and Searcy and Conway are wishing they were you guys because you guys get to goof off on the lake all the time.
Absolutely. What a better place to live. I mean, you can't beat it.
Now, that's true. And we've got a lot of fireworks going to be going off starting on the 4th.
Three nights. I mean, where else can you go and have three nights in a row of great fireworks? Why would you stay anywhere else other than Greers Ferry Lake during this holiday season?
That's true, and we've got a lot of activities to go, too.
Oh, yeah, we've got a full roster of events and entertainment for the whole family. We're really excited.
Well, let's talk about Greers Ferry. The fireworks display on Greers Ferry in Greers Ferry City Park is going to be when?
It's going to be on the 4th around dark, 9:30 is what everybody's saying. We're going to have two bouncy houses. We're going to have a water slide, vendors down there all day long. So everyone come out and enjoy all the festivities.
And then when all that hard work's done, John, then you head to Fairfield Bay and watch the fireworks and let them guys work.
Oh, absolutely. They put on a good show too.
Okay. And Paul, then you pick it up on the 5th. Yeah. Actually, the 4th too.
Yeah, actually, in the 4th, we have our Lions Club breakfast at 8 o'clock in the morning prior to our parade that starts at 9 o'clock. The parade is a lot of fun. Everybody's invited to participate in the parade or just watch it from the sidelines. But it's an awesome parade. And then we go to Woodland Mead Park for a classic car show, and we'll have a lot of cars there. That'll be awesome. That'll go immediately following the parade to 1 o'clock. And then at 1 o'clock, we want everybody to head over to the Heritage Center, which was the Indian Hills Museum. That is where we're going to have Tom Sawyer Days. We'll actually have reenactment of what it was like in Tom Sawyer Days. And then on the 5th, we'll have the Veterans Barge out, and you can actually rent a place on the barge at 7:30 on the night of our fireworks on the 5th and have a barbecue dinner and have a great time on the lake watching the fireworks. So we'll actually go out at 7:30 and stay until the fireworks are over, then head back. And then on Saturday, we have the Red, White, and Blue Golf Tournament on Saturday the 7th. And that evening, we have Six Ways from Sunday. So, and everything we have is scheduled to be done in time. We can hit the Greers Ferry fireworks and we can hit the Heber Springs fireworks. Shotgun Billy's is going to have live music at the Fairfield Bay Marina Saturday from 6 to 8 so we can all get in our boats and head over to Heber Springs and watch their fireworks. We want to see everybody at all three fireworks shows because we love all of our cities around Greers Ferry Lake. It is the place to be on July 4th weekend.
That's right. The 4th, which starts on Thursday, then the 5th, which is in Fairfield Bay, then the 6th. We wrap up the fireworks with a big fire.
Yeah, sure. We've just got it. Our fireworks gets bigger and bigger every year, and we'll have vendors, food vendors, and music. The band Just Sang is going to be playing. It's a great band down at the park, at Damside Park, and we look forward to a great time Saturday night.
The display is at 9:30 on the 6th.
Yes, the music will coincide with the fireworks from KFFB, and we always have a great time, and it's a wonderful show.
And it should be, too. I guess we should mention that, the fireworks on the 5th, which we will be the soundtrack for that one as well.
Absolutely. We're always with KFFB.
All right. Now, one thing we got to mention, though, it starts on Thursday night, the 4th. When we're done with John, you get to go over and watch two more fireworks, and you do the hard work first, and then you get to relax.
Well, you know, you just put on the big show right on the start, and then it's no problem. I mean, everybody puts on a good show. Everybody does. And I couldn't do it without all the employees at the city that go out and help with us. We have the fire department down there parking all night long. We have all the people that's been out taking money and all my people that have given donations. I mean, it's been a great turnout this year. Great turnout.
It's good for that for sure.
And Friday night before our fireworks, we're going to have from 6 to 9, we'll have down on 3rd Street, we'll have a street party with some music and water slides and a lot of fun down there.
All right, so we want to thank all the great sponsors, and we want to thank all the folks that make it happen.
We've got great volunteers in Fairfield Bay. We're a volunteer city of the year for a reason.
The same with Heber Springs. If I have time, I'd like to thank our title sponsors, Sonic, Red River Dodge, Heber Springs Area Chamber of Commerce, Heber Springs Advertising and Promotion Commission, and then other sponsors, which First Security Bank, Timeless 106.1, the Premier Level, Eagle Bank, Harps Food, Baptist Health, Medical Center of Heber Springs, and XTO. Really thankful for all the volunteers and all the sponsors.
Well, folks, we appreciate you all taking time and talking with us. I love the way you say it.
Three nights.
Three cities.
And three firework shows.
You don't want to miss it. Thanks, guys, for joining us.